2 weeks ago, WFAE reported that nurses said their hospitals weren't being reimbursed for sexual assault exams. Now, the federal government is reviewing whether North Carolina is correctly following the Violence Against Women Act. WFAE's Alex Olgan has more.
Marnie Shields was concerned when she heard nurses say the state was asking for unnecessary information on rape victims, things like case numbers from police agencies and detailed medical records.
So we will be reaching out to the state administrator for North Carolina and then beginning the conversations to find out what is in fact happening, what are their policies and procedures.
Shields is an attorney with the Department of Justice's Office on Violence Against Women. Part of her job is making sure states are following the Violence Against Women Act. The law, originally passed in 1994, was intended to improve criminal justice responses for victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. And starting in 2009, states had to stop requiring victims pursue a rape case with police in order for the state to reimburse hospitals for doing the forensic exam, since victims aren't allowed to be billed. Shields has looked into other states that were accused of not complying with the federal law. Each state has its own way of reimbursing hospitals. If the state uses federal dollars, Shields needs to make sure it's adhering to the law. If the state isn't and doesn't make changes to fix the problem, she could withhold money.
We would freeze the funds.
How often does that happen?
Not very often, but it has happened a few times.
The Department of Public Safety is in charge of paying for the kits in North Carolina. The department has not made anyone available for an interview despite multiple requests. But in the 2 weeks since WFAE aired its first story about this problem, Kathy Rossi with the Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner Program at Cone Health in Greensboro says there has been a noticeable change.
It's absolutely been night and day. It's amazing. The contact and communication from the state has increased dramatically. They're being responsive and answering questions. We have cases that were denied in 2017 that are being reviewed now to verify that it was an appropriate denial.
Rossi says payments for the kits nearly came to a halt about a year and a half ago. Her health system covers six hospitals in three counties, and she estimated the hospital hadn't been paid for about 100 patients. If the state had fully reimbursed the hospital, that could be as much as $80,000. But now she says the checks are coming in, and the state has stopped asking for more information the hospitals weren't required to provide in the first place.
They haven't requested any more medical information, nor have they given us any reason to give them more detailed information about law enforcement reports.
Rossi's relieved that the denials have stopped, and the state is working with the hospital to resolve these outstanding payments. Shields of the DOJ says the delayed payments aren't likely themselves a violation of the Violence Against Women Act, as long as the victims aren't being billed. But she says if the delays are causing sexual assault nurse examiner programs to close down, that's a serious access to care issue. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.